And in that, one of the articles that I drew from actually talked about like how the UDHR started. I don't remember the exact author name right now, but I know I used it in the introduction. And basically what it talked about was how the drafting of the UDHR was actually pretty Western predominant. It talked about how Eleanor Roosevelt was a huge driving force behind the document, which is super positive, obviously. But as a representative of the United States, she had many Western ideas, prioritizing certain things over others, prioritizing economic structure, while many countries, maybe like so the Soviet Union at the time, or China, or a bunch of other countries, the Islamic countries, may not have entirely aligned with certain values, and therefore some may be hesitant to sign it, or some may be hesitant to follow it in the current world. And why did I think this was a really good source? Because I actually did not encounter this fact when I was learning about this at school. I obviously knew about cultural relativism and how currently how there's like a divide, but I never understood like why was it like this in the first place? Why isn't everyone agreeing yet with why everyone isn't agreeing with it in the first place? And I felt like that article was really to delve into how it was a really great document, but a lot of it was indeed Western perspectives, which is like the backbone of why many cultures now might be hesitant to accept it. And I feel like by understanding that and by understanding this source, it kind of led me to my conclusion, which is that I think that we should have a redraft where countries are able to come together and share their ideas. And that way, more inclusive values and more inclusive ideas can be brought to the table. And in this aspect, the UDHR can better achieve its potential and its purpose of promoting human rights on a global scale. I went into my history unit being like, Western values are absolutely correct. Like, I think we should, like, other cultures that violate it might not be supposed human rights. That's how I went into my unit thinking. I think I was pretty set on that. And I actually somewhat changed my mind because we would read articles from both sides of the story. For example, I'm Chinese and I grew up learning Confucius, and I never recognized that that might have been a huge difference because looking back, I recognize that we do predominantly encourage like the like betterment of the group where group interests were perhaps above personal interests. And I know that's like pretty different in Western cultures. And that actually has to do with like China's control of COVID-19, where they were able to like isolate people. And there was less resistance to that in China than the US. But this is actually a really hard question because many Chinese citizens were actually against it. And from some of my relatives to like the news, I hear about how people were unhappy with it and they protested, but the protests were utterly shut down. So I believe that cultural relativism does exist to an extent, but I don't think that culture should always justify traditions or traditions that might violate others. I think that there needs to be a key in finding a balance between cultures and rights and giving people a choice to have these rights and not have the culture be a reason to violate them.